All right, it's time for Abstract Facts, the Hump Day edition with Ryan Knutson. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, happy Strawberry Day, Zach.
It's Strawberry Day? It's strawberry season, isn't it?
It's also Teenager Day, meaning if you see a teenager today, hey, how about you give him a strawberry and a hug?
That falls in line with our Abstract Facts theme this week. It's all about decoding teen slang. But today, we're going to be focusing on the alternative holidays that you might be missing or overlooking. Ryan Knutson is our holiday expert, and he is here to tell you about what you should be celebrating. What are we missing, Ryan, in our lives?
Well, this next Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of go together. So, like, Thursday is National Goof Off Day, followed by Friday Chip Day, Chip and Dip. Chip and dip on Friday. And Saturday is cocktail day. So we have goof off, followed by chip and dip, followed by cocktail day. That's kind of the same vibe.
That's kind of like your every weekend.
It really is. It's like I goof off for a while, then I have some chips and guac, and then I have some margaritas.
It's like happy hour.
But I do it all at once.
It's like an extended happy hour over 3 days.
It is. And you can just be as silly and nice and have fun with your chips. You just put your different chips and different dips all day long on Friday, and you continue the celebration on Saturday evening.
What's your favorite chip and dip combo?
Oh, just got to be chips and guac, I think.
That's the best one. That's classic. Very classy and salty, and avocados are like my favorite food.
Yeah. Then you have Sunday as Palm Sunday, so that's kind of a religious holiday. And so it goes Palm Sunday, and then all the days up until Easter are like the holy day. So a Holy Monday, Holy Tuesday. But if maybe you're not a religion man, and you don't want to feel the religious, burden, you can celebrate Tolkien Reading Day on Sunday. Go get your Lord of the Rings and you just read it up. It's kind of funny that that's the same day as Palm Sunday to me.
I don't even know what Palm Sunday is. Is that a legit religious holiday?
It is. Yeah, that's the day that Jesus came back to Jerusalem, I believe, and was welcomed with palm fronds as he rode a donkey. Things were just more interesting back then, don't you think?
Yeah, that doesn't happen as much anymore.
But hey, if you don't want to believe that story, read J.R. Tolkien's books and believe those stories. It's kind of you pick your story.
you pick your
own adventure day.
Pick your own religion day. You can that. Yeah, so, you some people. And I then, mean, Lord of the Rings 26th. Is Lord of the Rings is kind of like a religion to some people.
It is. Well, that's what I was saying. It seems a little deliberate that they put that day on Palm Sunday to me.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I don't know who did that. But it's just the truth, And then if you don't want to celebrate the holy days, you can celebrate Spinach Day on Monday, right into Spanish Paella Day on Tuesday if you want to take it a little east of the border.
What happens if you mix spinach with Spanish paella?
It would be delicious. You'd have seafood and rice and spinach all mixed up in that big old rice pan,
So that's next Tuesday, Spanish Paella Day?
Yeah, next Tuesday. So it's kind of interesting because, like, this week we have, goof off into chip into cocktail, and next week we have Palm Sunday into Holy Days, or Tolkien into Spinach and Spanish Paella Days. You can kind of combine this week.
It's almost
and really
like,
prolong your celebrations.
It's almost like they were all invented in mind of each other because it really all makes sense, doesn't it?
They all make sense and they're all fun, and you can prolong the fun, into two, 3 days this week, and not have to just think about something different. You can really, keep the feeling and the vibe going for days at a time. That's what I try to do. You know, it's what makes me so happy about my life when I have a nice holiday to celebrate each day. I mean, imagine what you can do today on Teenager Day.
I'm going to not go there. I'm going to take the high road and be an adult today. I'm going to let the teenagers do the teenager.
To be an adult today is the wrong way to celebrate, my friend.
That's
teenager
true.
Day.
Well, how
you
okay,
gotta
so,
go be a silly teen.
So have it's also Strawberry Day, right?
Play mini golf.
It's also Strawberry Day.
It is.
So I choose to only celebrate Strawberry Day.
Well, if you want to combine them, you could feed a teenager strawberries on the beach.
Feed a teen in need.
Yeah, exactly. A new strawberries, maybe they need a little vitamin C.
You know what I want to do next Tuesday? Now tell me if you're down for this, because if so, I'll bring the tortillas if you make Spanish paella, and we could have a Taco Tuesday with Spanish paella tacos.
Spanish paella tacos? So you'd scoop the paella out of the rice pan and then put it right into a tortilla?
Yes.
It seems like the wrong kind of way to celebrate Holy Tuesday to me. But it is Taco Tuesday. It's Spanish paella day. I see what you're trying to combine. It seems unholy in that way, but I will do it with you because you're my friend and I care about you, and there's no better way to celebrate these beautiful holidays than to forgive each other.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Are we missing anything else? What do you think?
No, I don't think so. This week is pretty easy. It's just, you know, the days kind of blend together into a fun, you know, holiday smoothie, you know, if you want to say that. And it's, you know, it's cocktail day on Saturday, so just kick back, relax, put some ice in your drink, and, you know, hold someone's hand every day.
Well said, Ryan.
I think that's important.
Well said. I'm going to be holding your hand from all the way down here in Laguna Beach. Hopefully you can make it down to our fair city eventually.
I would love to.
All right, we'll do a real in-studio one next time, and then we'll go get margaritas and paella tacos.
That sounds wonderful. It's exactly the right time for margaritas for me in the day.
Have a great day, my brother.
You too, man. I love you guys. Bye.
Abstract Facts with Ryan Knutson, everybody. Every Wednesday, hump day, he talks about the holidays we could be celebrating. And I really appreciate it because I don't have time to do the research. So Ryan has a lot of time on his hands and he offered to do it for us. And I think we should appreciate that.